I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Sudan's leadership may be in flux as the civil war rages on, but one constant remains. Islam is the national religion. At refugee camps in the countries surrounding Sudan, believers can share the gospel and translate God's word without fear. John of Greater Reach Alliance says,
we have translation ministry in 13 unreached people group languages. Each one is led by a graduate from our school of mission.
With the help of Unfolding Word, Sudanese Christians are translating the New Testament into 9 minority languages. They're also working on the Old Testament in 8 languages. Pray for wisdom as believers live out the gospel in refugee camps.
We have 106 translators. They're all from a Muslim background. They are living out that biblical worldview in the context of removing the chains of Islam.
And Eric Mock of Slava Gospel Association recently got back from distributing aid in Ukraine near the front lines. Mock says the villages he went to were covered in craters from rocket fire, and roughly half the homes were destroyed.
You may ask, why would anyone live there? Well, simply, the people that are there have nowhere to go. A majority are either elderly or single moms with children, and they literally have nowhere to go.
While Mock was distributing aid, he gave a toy monster truck to a toddler named Daniel. He says seeing little Daniel happily playing with the monster truck in the dirt with explosions in the distance showed a sharp contrast of war with the heart of a child.
Pray that they would be faithful in the middle of these difficult times, and their witness would lead us in whatever we face to be faithful.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.